Marcus. First raffle, Baltimore Beatdown. I think you answered some questions for me through, I think your agent's name's Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
About a year or so ago when you first were drafted.
Yeah.
And it was a big difference from then to now.
Oh, for sure.
It appears that you didn't get a lot of playing time. You didn't get a lot of looks last year. You did get some time toward the end of the year. But this year it seems to me like you seem to be a major part of the offense.
I definitely feel that way, being that with the injuries that came along late in the year last year, I definitely had to take over some of the practice reps and some of the game reps from Derek and from Mark, them both being hurt. So I definitely feel that now, more mentally than anything else, I've developed myself as thinking as I'm a starter. I'm not going in there as a 3 or 4 receiver. I definitely feel that I can contribute on the offensive side of the ball as well as special teams.
After you were drafted, I looked at some of your stats from college. New Mexico?
Yes, sir.
I saw that you had like 94 catches your senior year. So you're certainly accustomed to being the focal point of the offense. What I've seen now is that, to me, I don't think it's an accident that we did not draft a wide receiver. I think that they felt all along that the core that we have can grow with Joe Flacco, and the two of you being roughly the same age, that you could be a passing combination that could be very well spoken in this league.
Definitely. Catching 94 balls was a great accomplishment for me. Breaking the record of Terrence Mathis, fellow NFL guy, I definitely felt pride and privilege to be able to have that opportunity. And now just being here with Joe and getting the rapport now that I'm actually taking the reps more now in practice with Derek and Mark being nicked up from last year and continuing to the offseason, I definitely feel that our rapport together is growing. I definitely feel that he trusts me a lot more now versus during the season.
And your confidence level from walking in here as a rookie in the dressing in the same locker room as people like Ray Rice and Trevor Price right next to you. Now you look at the rookies that are coming in now. Are you rolling your eyes and saying that used to be me?
Definitely. I'm glad it's only 1 year. I definitely feel that those guys got a lot to learn, a lot to prove, and I definitely feel that the expectations are still high for those guys coming in, expected to play, expected to contribute on the defensive side of the ball and the offensive side of the ball.
When you came in as a rookie, what type of hazing did they do to you?
Nothing really major. We just had to buy a couple things for some of the guys and go
taping
out
to the goalpost or dunking the ice bath?
Oh, no, none of that. Harbaugh basically tried to shun away from the hazing and little things like that, so we definitely, I think the old linemen got it the worst. They taped them up and poured them in the ice bath, actually, but none of the wide receivers or anybody else really got it.
You're going to take your turn with the rookies when you get a chance?
We didn't get any wideouts. We got two guys that are undrafted that are in here, so I definitely feel that we're going to pick on them a little bit just because they're younger and they're new, but I'm not going to give it to them too hard because we didn't get it too bad.
All right. Well, you look great out there, and I wish you a lot of luck. All right?
I appreciate it.
Nice meeting you.
Pleasure.
Thank you.